It's been nearly a month since the intervention-era alcohol ban controversially ended in the Northern Territory. Early reports indicate a spike in violence and alcohol purchases, prompting the federal government to seek an urgent meeting with the NT Chief Minister, who's defending the move to lift alcohol restrictions.
The intervention caused significant harm to Indigenous Territorians. They literally had their rights taken away overnight, and we cannot forget that. This is something that in the last few weeks, the conversation, it was almost like the intervention was an amazing saviour. But you're asking me to go back to a race-based policy off the intervention. What I'm saying is that we have to find other ways to manage this, and we will do so with the Commonwealth Government and Aboriginal leadership here in the Territory.
That's the NT Chief Minister Natasha Files speaking to RN Breakfast earlier this month. Donna Archie is the CEO of the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress. It's a large Aboriginal community-controlled health organisation based in Alice Springs, and she's our guest this morning. Donna Archie, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia.
The Chief Minister argues the intervention caused significant harm and the alcohol bans were race-based policy. Do you see it that way? And what do you make of the changes we've seen in the last month?
Well, Patricia, I think there's been enough commentary so far in response to the argument about the racial discrimination aspect of it. We think that this is a positive. It was a positive discrimination because it was so effective in helping, you know, to achieve what we see as closing the gap for our people. And more importantly, it actually protects the rights of women and children to be free from violence.
There has been this conversation about positive discrimination. Can you explain what you mean by that concept? Because that's something really, you know, it's really being contested by the NT Chief Minister.
Well, positive discrimination means that it is looked upon as a special measure. So if there is a significant benefit from that strategy or that intervention, then it is deemed a special measure. And that's what we've seen with these alcohol reforms and
When the alcohol ban ended on July 17, there was an immediate spike in violence and alcohol consumption. The Territory government insists that coincided with a sporting event or weekend at the same time and that things have settled. What has happened since?
Well, no, things haven't settled because we're hearing from multiple sources that are telling us that the harms have gone up a lot and have stayed up. Now, these sources are from police, ambulance and hospitals, as well as many community members who are saying that there is all night, you know, partying that's going on at a much higher rate than there was before and that they can't sleep. For example, we understand that there's been an increase in severe alcohol-related fractures that are requiring surgery. So things aren't settling, and what we're calling on the Northern Territory government, and I understand that there's been agreement for this, is to set up a monitoring group. Now, this monitoring group, we would like to see that it actually looks at data around police data. We'd like to see presentations to emergency departments as well as admissions. As well as child protection, school attendance, and we'd like to see this for town and remote across the Northern Territory, but particularly I'm interested in seeing this data as it relates to Central Australia and Alice Springs.
Have we seen any official data yet from any of the services involved, police, hospitals, schools?
No, we're only hearing anecdotally, and that's why I think we need to get this data and make it available. The Northern Territory government needs to make it available so we cannot have this she said, he said. We're hearing this on the ground. This is being said differently, you know, in the higher levels of government. So I think we need to have some transparency about it. So if things are as the Chief Minister says, that they've gone back to normal, well then let's look at that. You know, because that's not what we're seeing on the ground.
The Chief Minister also told me that you can opt out of having alcohol, so that is available to communities. Why don't you trust that system where a community can make a decision, we don't want alcohol here, we want to be a dry community and go through the process?
Well, the system that they're putting in is not an opt-out system. An opt-out system would mean that the current arrangements would have stayed in place and that communities would have decided to opt out. What they've got at the moment is what is called an opt-in system. So everything was removed. The restrictions were removed for these particular areas. And people then, communities need to then make a decision whether they want to opt back in. So in opting back in, what we're not clear about is, has there been, given the importance of this decision, we're expecting to see evidence of community meetings, including women and children attending, and also seeing that results in a letter from an appropriate body signed by the community leaders stating that they didn't want to opt in, and that should be for every living area, and a record of the meeting of who was there, because this is such an important decision, and that's why we want to see that there has been proper due process. But having said that, we still maintain that that we'd like to see legislation reintroduced to have it changed to have an opt-out process that enables yep. the type of consultation to occur and that there is written informed consent.
Donna, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Donna Archie, the CEO of the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.